during the Second World War, French soldiers came to Lourdes to pray here. And after the Second World War, they said, maybe it's a possibility to do a little bit of reconciliation and to pray for peace together with our former enemies. And so they invited the German soldiers to come along. And so it began. At this time, there are 17,000 soldiers from 13 nations. So there are also soldiers from Ivory Coast, from Congo, then from a lot of European countries, such as Ireland, Great Britain. There are soldiers from Italy, from Germany, from France. And last but not least, the most little army of the world, there are the Swiss Guards of the Vatican. And they come together, they meet for praying, they also meet to celebrate and to make music, to make friendships. I think that's one of the most important ideas of this pilgrimage, that really when you know that the other person is also a Catholic, that the other person is also a man with whom you were playing, with whom you were praying, with whom you were drinking, with whom you were enjoying your life, then it's so hard to have a war one against another. So that creates peace when you know that the other one is also a person like you are. And as Pope Benedict wrote in his message for this pilgrimage, it's also the most important theme of this pilgrimage to pray for peace, to pray the Queen of Peace to help to bring peace forward.